Blog Talk Radio.
Child, the more I gotta put my prayer partner on first. We're gonna open up in prayer, and then we'll bring you up, Mr. Moore. Hey, I'm here. When anybody plays it, the enemy cannot stand to be around it. People need to play that shofar in their homes because it is a wonderful tool. God give us tools like the armor of God, the shofar blast, the word of God. It's a tool to be used to fight the dart of the enemy. If you keep playing that sound that makes everything that's unclean, spirit, bad things, negative things, it has to run when it hears that sound. So you could go on YouTube and you type in shofar, S-H-O-F-A-R, and you could play it in your house. It does wonders. It is God's own trumpet horn that they used to play that in a time and to win battles. And the Lord used to tell them, if you want to win the battle, you must play that shofar. They would circle the city 7 times, and that's when the wall of Jericho came down, when they played that. So God bless you. Let's see, somebody's trying to talk, Angela. This is Charles Moore. That God will send me love and that help me to a friend that I not seen in a long time, and that God will help me. I feel so alone. All right, Mr. Moore, we're going to go ahead and lift up your prayer, but let's open up the Bible study in prayer first, and then I will go into your prayer as we do that, Mr. Charles Moore. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have yet again opened us up a Bible study that we could fellowship with you, Deva, that we could come together, sisters in Christ and gentlemen in Christ, that we could come together and just bow down our heads and worship you, Lord. Lord, I know that you are absolutely the main source of everything that is good, everything that is just, everything that is wonderful. Your right hand commands all things, Lord. And Lord, we find out in your Bible study new things about your personality, new things that you do, that we never read the scriptures carefully enough, or it was just not our time to know these things. But as we go into the Bible, we discover so many things about you, Lord, that draws us nearer to you, that makes us feel more personal relationship with you, Devla. I pray that everyone would desire and pray for a personal relationship with you. I pray that everybody would confess their sins before your throne. For Lord, you already know their sins. They don't have to lajun because you already know. So Devla, we pray for the profession of sins to go amongst the earth from all ends of the earth, Father God. Devil Jesus, we just ask you to come into the Bible study, for this is your Bible study, Lord. It's created for you, by you, through you, because Jesus died on the cross and all things is created for you, Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to go through our hearts and to keep us humble so that we may make known your word, your written word to the people, to your brethren, to your children, to our brethren, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you for yet again to give us another wonderful Bible study that we could find hope of the future, that we could find peace in our home, shalom, that we could have all the wonderful abundance of the waters of living life that lives in Jesus Christ gives us through the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, to just let all our cares and our troubles go out the door tonight, that we could magnify your name, Yahweh Jehovah God, for your name, it deserves to be worshipped and magnified to the fullest extent. For you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are all things to us. There is nothing without you, nothing but chaos, war, famine, anger, resentment. Without you, we cannot have a good, decent life. If we obey, if we concede to your laws, your commands, and if we have faith and believe in you and surrender our life to you fully and completely with all our heart, mind, and spirit, we leave our lives at the foot of your throne, Deva, and we just ask you to have your way with us. Have your way, Deva, not our way, because we don't know the future. You know our future, Lord, and you know what we need before we even need it. You know the very hairs on our head, they are counted, hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus. So in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, let this Bible study go forth, hallelujah. And in the name of the Holy Ghost, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to pray for Mr. Moore. Father God, we're going to go ahead and bring Mr. Moore prayer for him to see the friend that he have not seen in a long time because he's feeling alone. Mr. Moore, the Lord knows the right timing for this. So I'm going to pray for God's will be done, Mr. Moore. We have our lonely moments. Sometimes God wants to be alone, Mr. Moore, so that he could come in and that we could cry out to him. And then he will gift us with the answer of our prayer, because everything he does is a good gift. And Lord, I ask you, Father God, to have your way with Mr. Moore, Lord. Not his will be done, not my will, but let your divine and merciful will, Father God, let it be served to him, Father God, to the desires of his heart, for you say in your Bible, I will give you all the desires of your heart. Let it be known and said, hallelujah, amen and amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
How are you feeling, Angela?
Praise God, I'm feeling good. I'm just thinking about putting on my fan up there, so I probably have to put the fan on. It's getting a little warm in the room. Praise God, God bless everybody, and God bless Mr. Moore and everybody that came on the line, everybody that's going to hear the message. The message is, you know, God rejoices over one soul that comes to the Lord, and praise God, you know, every soul matters to God. Only God knows the value of a soul. We never think about it, but God values every soul and everybody. God wants everybody to come to him. Every soul matters to the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very important, and God bless the Bible study tonight, and I pray it'll help many people, because I know it always helps us. Praise God. How you feel, Deborah?
I'm feeling great. Thank God, thank Jesus. I'm strong in God, thanking the Lord for the life that he has given me. I sinned a little bit pretty good this week, and I just asked God to forgive me and wash and cleanse me so that I could go forward with his word tonight, and I profess my sins before everyone, Kaleman, and I just, you know, I didn't sin. I don't think I sinned while I done it. And I just ask God to forgive me and wash in the blood of Jesus. Mr. Moore, that is the shofar. It's S-H-A-F-O-R. You go to YouTube, Mr. Moore, and you blow that trumpet sound in your house. And let me tell you what, anything unclean, anything that's not righteous, it has to run. It is a tool, a weapon. Hi, Dudo. I love you, my cousin. Yo, I had a wonderful conversation with my cousin, and I thank God that she is a wonderful testimony for the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Dudo. I want to go ahead and play our song, Angela. Oh, gosh, where is our song? Let me see if I could find it. Oh, I don't know if I could find that song, but what we'll do, we'll play this one, Talita Kumi.
Yeah, that's a nice song. That's a beautiful song.
Let's all our cares and our worries and our troubles, let's throw everything out, and let's worship God tonight in all his splendor and majesty. Hallelujah. And let's bow our heads and meditate. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Que me perdonas.
Okay,
yeah.
The Lord knows what he was doing. God knows he has a plan. It was, we don't know what he's doing. We could read the Bible. We could find out as much as what we can. We could try to build the closest relationship with God that we could. But when it all comes down to it, he knows more. And what we see as sorrow, he sees as rejoicing. So,
yeah.
Amen. I just wanted everybody to know I lost my husband a couple months ago. That's why it felt like that. So, go ahead, Angela.
Well, may the Lord go ahead of us and the Lord speak for us in Jesus' name as we do the Bible study. You know, I just want everybody to know, as we do this Bible study, we got to look at the scene going back 2,000 years ago back. See, if Jesus came today and walked around and done all these miracles, I'm sure many of us will go to him and ask for these miracles and ask for help and seek God. If we hear Jesus is walking around, if he came now at this age instead of 2,000 years ago back, but he didn't. He chose to come 2,000 years ago back. And even though he came 2,000 years ago back, God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, which means he is the same yesterday, the same right now in the present, and he is the same tomorrow. Tomorrow is our future. Right now is the present. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday was the past. We are living right now in the present. And tomorrow is our future. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus does not change. So do you want me to start the Bible study, Deborah? Or do you want to start to give us an explanation on what is the meaning of rejoice? Because I'd like to bring that out.
All right.
The meaning of rejoice so that they could understand these scriptures that we're going to bring up. And
the
I
word...
don't see anybody on that side, Deborah. Anybody that types in, I just want them to know I don't see their messages. So if there's any messages, Deborah, that prefers, let me know, because I don't get to see them on this side.
I know. There's a lot of people that want prayer, Angela. So let me know. I'm going to answer the word of what is rejoice. Feel or show. It's a feeling. It's a emotion. Rejoice means feel or show great joy or delight. Happiness, pleasure, joy, gladness, delight, elation, jubilation, exuberance, exultation, celebration, merrymaking. Now, the word rejoice is like 10 times higher than the word happiness. So when we're happy, the word rejoice means it's an exuberant rejoicing, that you gotta move your body, dance, shout. You was talking about John the Baptist when he leaped in, when he leaped in the womb of Elizabeth, when Kanavili and Mary Latte, I penja, oh, the child leapt in my womb. And it's a leaping of joy. That is what rejoice is. And the Bible study tonight is that God rejoices when one soul becomes saved, becomes repentant. So, amen. God himself, we got the scriptures on it, absolutely rejoices when one soul. Now, imagine how many of us there is. People that died, people that isn't even born yet. There's big gazillions of us. And one soul that is repentant, Odel Ustel, and he leaps and he's joyful and he is exuberant. He is joy, celebrating everything. The just amazing feeling. And it's just amazing, Angela, that the Lord rejoices when we come to salvation, to repentance, when we come to his kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me get to the one of the people that wanted to pray, Butch and Rachel. Lord, Father God, you know these people, Lord. I don't know them, but they are my brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father God, I just ask you to judicial endeavor, whatever it is, how many things that it is, you be their Lord and Savior. Let them follow your lead, Devla. You go before them in all that they're doing, decisions, situations, Devla. Le andelende sonai la show. Shude andelende sonai worta, Devla. Haito andelende, a new renewing of their mind. Let them know that you're their father all the way through, that like a father in this earth, like they we forgive our children, he forgives us, and we could start fresh and start new with the Lord. Devil, I pray that you would have a relationship with them, that you would be the Lord and Savior of their life. Help them on the nasvalimos and the holy and the trouble. If they don't have, if they're suffering of lack, Lord, you produce for them, Lord, the abundance that you promise us, Lord. Father, just be there for them, Lord, and help them to grow closer to you, to know your gospel, that they would apply your commands in their life, that they will follow your commandments, that they will follow your ways, so that they may become holy and righteous before your throne, so that they may bow down to the foot of your throne and surrender to you everything, and everything will change in their life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys. That's about it on the prayers. I wanted to read about that scripture we read earlier, Angela. Oh, it's Luke 15:7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Now, what this means about the 99, Odell Penel and the Kako scripture, he's joyful because he's gone after. This is like the one scripture, Kepenel Odell, I'll leave the 99 sheep and go after the one. Well, this is confirmation, a little more information about that scripture. Because look what it says here, guys. The joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons. So what that means is people who are justified or righteous persons. That means Odelchi Daralandelende, because they've been trialed, they've been tribulated, they are with him. So Wajanel Kegola 99, they'll be there when he gets back. Am I on the right track, Angela?
Yes.
So Womekulin Dejao Palakoa, it is God's desire for all of us to be saved. Yes, Dolly and Albert, that's Luke 15:7. Now, here's a little bit more of that in 15:8, Dolly. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, does she not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. We're reading from the King James. Now, there's a Julie now. She lost a piece of silver. Odell, this is saying about God, Chasarda, one of his children, they got lost. They sinned, whatever, the Dine Papale. They left the Lord, telling me they was with God. Because she had her whole 10 pieces of silver with her, right, Angela? And now she lost one. So he's talking about his lost sheep. Hallelujah. And when she found her silver, she rejoiced. Now this is talking about God rejoicing that he found one of his lost pieces of silver, like it said here, and here he's using a piece of silver. So, but the silver is refined, it is, it's worth money, it's valuable, oh, silver. So we're valuable to God, is what this scripture is trying to say. And we chasarda, and she was overjoyed, she shouted in rejoice that she absolutely was leaping. And one concordance earlier that I read, that they spin around Rejoicing means that you spin around, around, around in happiness, but it's much higher than the word happiness. It's a feeling of joy, deva, like, I mean, it couldn't say it better than the way God said it himself in the Bible. And I just read the scripture. So God bless you guys with that. Angela, you go ahead, and then I'll take over with what I got.
Okay.
Amen.
Did you hear my dog on the other side or my own?
Yes, I heard him.
He's in the living room. I'm in the garage over here, and I hope he stops barking. David left the house, so he doesn't like to be lonely in the house. Let's start back at Luke 15 at the beginning, so we can take a better let's get a better scene of this about this. Jesus is with the Pharisees, and also the sinners are there. And you know, the Pharisees was always watching Jesus. What is he going to do? They're always trying to see what is he going to say next. You know, they're watching him like a hawk because this man is getting very famous. Jesus is getting very famous here, and Pharisees are watching him. So let's take a look at this now. Then they drew near unto him, the publicans and the sinners, because they wanted to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and eat with them? So here's Jesus talking to the sinners, talking to the people, and the Pharisees are saying, this man shall walk the hell with the sinners? And remember, the righteous, that's why the Pharisees, remember, they thought of themselves as a higher level, okay?
Yes.
But they said, aren't we children of Abraham? We are the children of Abraham. So they knew God's word. They practiced God's word. They done services for the Lord. And now here's this man showing love to the sinners. He's preaching to the sinners. He's showing love to the sinners. So he comes up with this parable. He comes up with three parables for them. And this is the one that he comes up with at the beginning. What man of you who had 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, do you not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is which lost until you find it? The word here that Jesus says, until you find it. So if I had my children there home and one of my kids got lost, I'll go here, I'll go to the restaurant, where would he go at? What am I doing? I'm seeking the lost. I'm seeking my lost son because I need to go and bring him back home. So here Jesus is saying, you had 100 sheep and one of them got lost. Wouldn't you go after the one that's lost? He's saying to the people here, he's going after the lost. He's going after the sinners. Jesus said, I came to seek which those are lost. Those are the sinners. Those that are righteous, they know the word of God. But the one that is lost, she's on a business. So they'll shout their modeling. So he says, which is lost until I find it. God will continue. You know, many times, Deborah, all right, let me tell you a little story. There's this guy named Jesse DePlantis, and his mother used to pray for him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a pastor. And his mother would always pray for him. His wife would pray for him. The man used to be in a band that was a rock band, a solicit acid rock band. It says Drava, whatever it was. I mean, it was rough. Okay?
Wow.
Bands, number one. I mean, many people worship that band. That's how the man was in the band leader. And he went to go and sing, or he went to do his band, that Chichilablos will play us a guitar. And the Lord is tugging him on his heart. He's tugging him. And he's tugging him so hard that he went and he called his mother and he says, Mom, are you and Kathy praying for me? Because you're bothering me. Leave me alone. Why? Because God is tugging on his heart. Now, the man can't play anymore. He has to leave. and he had to leave the city he was at, and he told the Gaja, I have to leave because God is watching me. He's seeing everything that I'm doing. And the man left. He went back home. And he cholaylo pepeshchi day. I cholaylo pepeshchi homi so jelen pe praying manji kadel adaman. So what happened? He went and he seeked the lost and he brought him home. Well, the man wound up being a pastor of a very major church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Very good, wonderful the way he preaches. So the next verse is, and when he comes home, listen to this now. When he comes home, he called together his friends and his neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost, and now is found. Oh, let me miss out one. He went and he found them, and he brought them back on his shoulders. God went, picked up the sheep, so that was the physical shoulders, and that was chere. Okay? God examines us as sheep. He puts it together as sheep. So sheep doesn't easily follow the word, doesn't even follow Christ. He had to go and put him on his shoulders to bring him back home. And then he says, rejoice with me. So those of you that know that your brother and sister was lost, those of you that know they're lost, when they come back to God, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to rejoice with God.
Wow.
Nice to check in on this public because my brother was lost. My sister was lost. Not always blood. We're talking about Bible says, rejoice with me, Pendeldel. He called together his neighbors. He called together his friends. We are to rejoice when a sinner comes back home to the Lord. Because why? A soul was saved. You just took a soul out of Satan's hands, out of the grips of hell. And that's why God is rejoicing.
Wow.
That's why the angels and God is rejoicing. He's happy.
Rejoice.
I say that this one is saved from hell. He's not going to live with the devil forever. He's going to be with me. What are we going to do? You found the lost coin. What happened there? She went and told her friends, rejoice with me. Happy for me. We're supposed to be happy for God.
Amen.
We're supposed to be happy that, to the Lord that they're not lost. And God brings it back in the prodigal son. That's the next story that he brings.
Confirmation. I had this conversation. Somebody in my family was very lost for a long time. And then I heard the words out of their mouth. And I knew, Gaya Vilo Odel, Balalate, and Changi Sada Lakotrayo. And she is found. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise Jesus. And it said that repented. He went, they repented over one soul that repents. A person's got to repent, not just say, I know God, I believe in God. You got to repent. You see, I know the President of the United States, but that doesn't mean I know him. I mean, I know who he is. I know what he does, but I do not have a personal relationship with President Trump. I just know about him. So we have a lot of people that know about God, but we need the personal relationship with the Lord.
I got to talk to this Dolly and Albert. I don't know which one is on the commenting, but I'm going to go back to one of her comments before, and then I'm going to come back to this comment. She said earlier, he is the shepherd. We are the lost sheep. Those who are lost found the true shepherd, Jesus Christ, are no longer lost, but found in him is how I just understood that scripture. You are correct. They was lost, and Jesus found them. He let breadcrumbs or his voice or however you want to. He does it in many ways. There's just not one way for him to do it. But there is nobody lost anymore. But they got to come to Jesus, Dolly. I mean, you sat over here, Jens Angelo.
Yeah, go
the,
ahead.
The voice, the shepherd's voice, the shepherd's voice is known by his sheep. When they are lost, the shepherd will call out the sheep, and he will hear the shepherd's voice and return to the shepherd. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
But we, Dolly, I'm on the panel. We have to be attentive to his voice. Sometimes Pope is a dushmano on the people's, he gets in the way, Dolly. So called completely, the name of them is they are lost sinners, unbelievers. This scripture, Dolly, is not talking about people that is spreading the gospel, that is worshiping, that is sinning less, that is servants truly Christian. This is talking about he leaves the 99 that are righteous because he knows that they're okay. I could leave these guys for a little while. And let me go after that one that it's got, I got to do something to bring them back. And what he does, it's called trial and tribulation. How do we hear his voice, Dolly and Albert? If there's a train and you can't hear on the other side of the treno, o treno si o dushmano, so when it's up to us, really, as fellowship in the Christian of body of Christ, where Angela said earlier, it's up to us, God works through people to bring them toward him, the unending, slowly but surely, the unending. So, you know, we have to surrender to God, Dolly. It's just hearing God's voice. You won't be able to hear it if you're muzzled with the world and the flesh of the world. Too many people blowing in your ears, people that don't know. You got to have spiritual wisdom. Be wise as a snake, but gentle as a dove. You have to have common sense spiritual wisdom to surrender to God. And then they could be found again. Is it easy? Is it hard? It depends on each individual situation. I can't tell you the answer to that. But we do have to generally be very attentive to God's voice. So if that answers your question. Okay, Angela, I'm sorry. Obedience?
Okay.
Yes.
Questions come up, yes, we need to answer them because I can't see nothing on this side. Yeah, we see that's where it comes a personal relationship. Now, before I got to get to the next one, and we're going to be talking about the prodigal son because that's a very major story in the prodigal son. But before I get to that, we got to understand. Got to go back now. Let's put it in our minds here for a second. We're looking at Jesus in the now days. We're looking at the Bible in the now days. But you got to understand, this has been going on in God's mind many, many years. Way before he even made earth, before he created people. God knew all this in advance was going to happen. He knows that the dushmano is going to come. He knows that he's going to make Adam and Eve fall. He knows that the Satan is going to come and disrupt his creation. He knew that all in advance. He prepared Jesus coming way before the Bible was even written. Everything was prepared. Everything was made in his mind. It was set. It was a blueprint. He knew every person before we're born because the Bible says that he knew us before we was conceived. He knew us before we was born. He knows the very hair of our head. He knows when we wake up. He knows when we sleep. That's how much he knows. He's God's on time.
He knows everything. So the point that I'm saying here is God prepared himself, the Chalbaru Chino, for the salvation of people. You see, he didn't do it in a light way. He done it in a very harsh way on himself. We got the good way out. We got the good way out. He got the hard way. He had to leave heaven, come on earth, live for 33 and a half years here. There's only so much we know before the ministry of 3.5 years. Carlos Chino, Peter Ellis, Guy Solas for Pooh, Gana Solas maybe for Bando, Gana Chalas, Gana Chi Chalas, you know, Carla Chino. Now, I'm in Penas, I'm in Chas Chino. When we go out and work a little bit, we got air conditioning in the car, and then we say, wow, I had a long day. I'm tired, leave me alone. That would be one of the words we would say.
Yes, ma'am, 100%.
Jesus, Carla Chino, and it says that he carried the sins of the world on his shoulder. So why are they rejoicing? Because Baruch Chino, Carla Adel, for years and years, he had to have that Jesus is coming. Psalms, they have to, King David had to prophesize about Jesus in Psalms 22, that he's going to die on the cross, that he's going to be wounded. Prophesized about Mary. So he had to have Jeremiah, Isaiah, all these people prophesy on the day of the Lord that's coming. And still the prophecies are still going on. Still we need to get the revelations. Still it's going on. It's not stopping yet. Still we got to still go to the end. Right now we're in the middle. Or what part we're at, I don't know. But we're here someplace. So when there is joy in heaven, is because when Jesus Chalachino, he could say, I got him. He's mine. I did not lose this soul in hell. Now, listen to what he says here. Because you see, God gives us power over Satan. So he says, spirits are subject unto us, where we could say, I rebuke you, Satan, and we could cast out Satan. He says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They're written in the heaven. So we are to rejoice knowing that our name is written in that book, because one day that book is going to be open in front of our eyes. It's not going to be, well, maybe. It's not a maybe. It is. It's not a maybe. It's going to be when and if when they go in front of the Lord. It's not a maybe. It's a positive. That's a positive thing. We, our names are going to be written in the book. And we're going to see that book. And Jesus says, rejoice, which means we should be glad. Like when we go out and buy a car. Boy, I'm so happy I could make that doing me, that thing me. And we go shopping and we're rejoicing. Well, we are to rejoice that our names are in heaven. Because we're rejoicing with God, our Father that's in heaven. And one day we're going to connect together face to face. So that's where our rejoice comes in. The rejoice in the Lord, and to rejoice with other people. Deborah, do you want to add anything to that before I read the prodigal son?
No, go ahead.
I know a little thing. Some people might know about the prodigal son. Some people might not know about the prodigal son. I'm going to try to explain it. Now, Jesus is telling another story. At the same time, while he's seeing the Pharisees are there, the sinners are there, and both of them are seeing them, the sinners and the Pharisees. So they're listening to the Lord speaking. Now, another parable he says, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me my portion of goods that fall on me and divide them his living. So now the younger son says, Dade, I want what belongs to me. I don't want to wait till Meres. Demon muho inheritance sakana. Now, for a Jewish boy or anybody to say this to their father, it's like, I'm not waiting till you die.
Pretty heavy.
Just give it to me now. I don't want to wait till Meres. Now, that was very shameful in the Jewish culture for our sons to do that. Now, you know, nobody don't really care, coffee shop, God. But in those days, very shameful. And still today, in the eyes of God, it is not right. But God says, honor your mother and your father. So the father gave him his portion. Not many days after the younger son gathered his things together, he took his journey to a far country, and there he wasted all his money. So he gathered everything. He wasn't planning on coming home. He took what belongs to him, and he was leaving. He had no intention of coming back to the father. This was a backsliding person. This is a person now that backslided from the Lord. He left. He wanted what belongs to him. He just took away. This is a story that Jesus is saying about these two sons. And what is the father? It's showing how does the father reacts to someone that leaves him. So the son wasted his living. He wasted all his money. And there he spent all. And he arose. There rose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to want. So gonna be no famine. Nihilus Kabe, Nihilus Kajal, Nihilus Loy. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place, hanging on a string. And when he went, he joined himself to a citizen of a country, and they sent him to feed the swine. The Ganajelo in the country, I was citizen, Gorte, Agajit Gandelis, to feed him the swine. Now, the Jewish people in those days, the swine was unclean, Ebale, let alone go in the pig pen and feed them. It was considered an unclean animal. And he would faint and fill his belly with the hogs and swine he did eat, and no man gave him to eat. So, the swine, because nobody's given him to eat. Helping hand. Nobody said, Ale Duchi, a couple of cookies, Shachin Duchi Lukhabe, or Haide Mande Kalchet, and I'll fix you a little dinner. Nobody's giving him nothing. He's working for the swines and he's just hoping to get some food. And when he came to himself, he said, Yui, I love Bezdekan, I'm thinking, Yui, I came to myself, Susikada. Why am I struggling for? Why am I going through this chino? Why am I allowing myself to chalkada chino? Let's say not even food physically. Let's say our spiritual nature. Our spiritual nature is low. We don't have no more the spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is dried out. We're cranky. We're arguing. Us chino. Nai peace. Nai hodina. Nothing's wrong here. Remember, at his father's house, he had comfort, he had food, he had protection. But then he left his father's house and he went into the world because he wanted to do things his way. He wanted the worldly thing, his money. He gambled, there was women, there was stuff. He had a good time, but the good time ran out. And now nobody was there to pick him up. So he came to himself and he said, how many hired servants my father has? My father has a lot of people that works for him. And they have bread enough to spare. They have so much tabid that there's extra to spare. Remember when Jesus fed the people? The 5,000 with the 12 loaves or the 5 loaves. I don't remember exactly how that scripture went, the numbers. But there was
5
loaves left. There was plenty to spare. So he's thinking now, my father has plenty to spare. Peace. I'm protected. He opened up his mind. The mind came back into place. And in my father's house, there's enough to spare. And I perish with hunger. Now he's perishing with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to my father, Dade, yet beside manji, forgive me for our sin against heaven and thee, yet beside manji, wadad so chedem, meklentu, but I less manfalfully. So now he's asking. he's thinking in his mind, and he's preparing when he goes to the Father. Now, for a moment, sometimes we'll go into our prayer room, or we'll go pray to God, and we're thinking in advance, this is a jump for you, for Bill.
Wow.
It's like, what am I going to say to God when I go to him? What words am I going to say? So he's preparing what he's going to say to his Father in advance before he even got to his Father. So many times we pray before we go to church, what am I going to say? That, like, I backslide up. Bless my Father. I don't know what
Hallelujah.
To say. Amen. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Did you agree with that there, bro?
Amen. Everybody, join us. We're going to go right back on. We got 1 minute left.
Oh, 1 minute, Jill, an hour.
And just join us right back on. I'm going to put the machine right back on. So God bless you guys. Not on Blog Talk. If you dial the number, you stay on. But if I'm talking about the Instagram live stream. So God bless you guys. We will get you right back on. Wow, that was beautiful, Angela. And we'll talk more about it. Amen.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do I get off too, Deborah, or do I stay on?
Get off and come back on. Gypsy Prayer Request Friday night, one woman's Bible study. We are talking about rejoicing, God's rejoicing, not our rejoicing, but God rejoicing. When one soul enters into repentance, into salvation. Thank you, Dolly, for coming back. Thank you, Duda, for coming back. God bless you all for joining us. Angela, you're on. Coming back on. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Pete, Michael. God bless you all. Go ahead, Angela. I'm so interested to hear.
Praise God. I want to give a chance to everybody to come back on the line. So now the man is thinking, the son, the younger son, is preparing himself. What is he going to tell the father when he gets to see him?
La Zhao Khala.
Yeah. La Zhao.
Chino Khala, be it Devlesco. Khala Chino, be it Devlesco. But without his father, he went in the world, and guess what else? All that money he gave to other people, sacerdotes, they wined his money, they dined his money, and when he went back to them for bread, for food, they wouldn't give it to him.
Nobody would give
it to him.
That's
what the world will do for you. They'll wine you, dine you, you'll have a wonderful time. Woo-hoo! But if you run out of money, they will forget. They'll bought. They can kind of call in for phone. Zip. They won't answer the phone. Zip. You're gone. No more money.
That's it. I think there was something that I seen on the Instagram one time. It said, sin is like a credit card. Pay now and use it later. Sin is like a credit card. So you're using it now, but you got to pay later for it. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be careful. That's why God is always teaching us for our own benefit. So he's preparing himself what to tell the Father. I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He's thinking this in his mind. And I am not worthy to even be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. Now, he's going to tell his father, make me one of your hired servants, so I can bring you to Chiapana. Never mind the ultra show. Just let me work there. I'll work in the church. I'll do anything. But it beats what I'm doing right now. So now he's even thinking to be a hired servant. And he arose, and he came to his father. But when he was still yet great away, he rose, he went to his father. While he was still great away far off, his father saw him. Now, how could his father see him so far off? The father is waiting.
And looking.
He's looking for his children to come home. He's always on guard. He's always waiting. And when but a great way off. It says a great way off. Not some old guy down the driveway. It says a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion and a bell jello, and he ran and fell at his neck and kissed him. Bell ran and fell in his neck. They chumidales, linales, they chumidales Odell over and over again. Linales, and he grabbed a hold of him, and he's kissing his son.
So this was seriously God all the way through in the scripture, in us as his child. Wow, Angela. Never heard this, never heard this. 40 years, 50 years, never heard it like this. God bless you, Angela. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I am rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Rejoicing.
Yeah.
This is a lost son. That's the angel, and God is rejoicing. Now you could see the joy that's coming in. And this is what's going on in heaven when a soul comes back to the Lord, or when one just finds God. An atheist came, a Buddha came, anybody that had a different God found the truth in God, and a backslider. So you see, this is talking about them people. So, and the son said to the father, I've sinned against you and in thy sight, and I'm not worthy to be called your son. Joy, no use saying I'm a Christian anymore. I'm not even worthy to be called a Christian. All what I did, look what I did, I'm a Christian. You know, when you call yourself a Christian, you're a child of God. So now this man is saying to himself, don't even call me a Christian. And I said, because look, make me a dead list. He feels ashamed what he did. All right? But he repented. God is looking at the repentant. That's what God sees. I sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am not worthy to be called your son. Now, remember, he was supposed to say another saying to this. He was supposed to say, hire me as your servant. But God never even gave him that chance to say, hire me as your servant. He never gave that chance to the son to say, hire me as a servant. He said, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put on him a ring and shoes on his feet. He put on the best robe, which requires like righteousness, the robe of garments. He put the ring, which is authority. Because remember in those days they had rings for authority. Put on the shoes. Shoes in the Bible represent the gospel. Of the peace, and you go to Ephesians.
Spreading the gospel, the boots ready to spread the gospel. That's the armor.
Spreading the gospel. Right. So this son now got a robe, which is robe of righteousness, because he came back to the Lord.
That means kingship. Kingship.
Right.
Umparato.
Right. A ring which represents that he's a umparato. You know, he's got the ring, he's royalty. And God, in our eye, in his eyes, we're royalty to the Lord because we are his. It says that we're royal. I forgot how the scripture goes.
A royal priesthood generation.
Yeah, right. A royal priesthood, right. And put on him the ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, which represents also the gospel. So now he came back. He got his righteousness. He's got back his authority with the Lord, and now he's preaching the gospel. Now he's back in track again. Now he's not lost. He is saved. He's not going to his father and sitting down. He now is back in the work of the Lord. Okay. Now the father says, bring a calf. Let's kill the calf, and let's be merry. Be merry, that means a party. Let's have a party. And this one who is lost, rejoicing of the father, says God. And let's be merry means let's have a celebration. For my son was dead spiritually and possibly could be physically, and he's alive now. He was lost. There's the lost sheep, the lost coin. He was lost and is found. found the lost sheep, found the lost coin. And they began to, I'm going to get back here. And they began to,
where am I at?
I've got to change the page. I was here, Luke 15.
Yes, Dolly. Mary equals rejoice. It's found in the dictionaries with the word rejoice being merry. That means you're being happy, celebration.
Okay. Now the lost sheep found the elder son of Purano Shaw is in the field. And he came, and he drew nigh the house. I will push a chin. And he heard music and dancing. Now there's a party going on. Now, if you notice, the father never told the other son that your brother came home. He didn't say that. He just went, and he celebrated.
He didn't care. Go now, I'll let you start.
Well, yeah, he didn't tell, because God doesn't tell us all who's coming to the Who's he rejoicing in? We don't know who everybody God is rejoicing in. So the son was out there, but he didn't know, because also, if the son knew that he had that close relationship with the Lord, let's see how much close relationship the older son had. Remember, this is the older son now. And he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked, "What's going on?" And he said to him, "Your brother, father has killed a fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound." I look your culture safe and sound, that you look your done, that you're the party. And for the hobbit, there's a festival, there's music, there's dancing. Well, the older brother is going, "What? My brother is home and they're doing all this for him?" Okay? And he said, "Thy brother is come safe and sound." And he was angry. The older brother was angry. He didn't say why. He said he was angry for Milo. Now, his son is at home. He knows the father. He knows the word. He goes serve with maybe in the church. He serves his father.
Yes.
Now he's angry. Lawless for tall papale after Cajelo, Eke be God jealous, and he saw that cheddar, no Eke to cheddar, I'm a papale. Okay, I listen. He was angry and would not go in the party. He would not go in there. Came out and came to talk to him. And I wanted to read this in the Amplified. But his elder brother was angry with deep-seated wrath and resolved not to go in. Then the father came out and began to plead with him.
With deep-seated, hold on. Read that again. With deep-seated wrath.
Book bound up like Corley. Not wrath, R-A-T, but wrath. Like, you know, Book Corley. He had a lot of anger on him.
Read the scripture.
King James, I'm reading the Amplified.
Read it.
But he answered his father. Now listen, he didn't call his father father. He just answered his father. He didn't say, because remember, in those days, you got to be respectful when you approach your father.
Right.
Father. So they didn't call him. He didn't say that. He just said to him, "Many years I've served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me so much as a little kit, a little calf, that I may have a feast and be happy and merry with my friends. But your son, do I end up on my brother? But your son of yours arrived, who had devoured your estate with immoral woman, and you killed the fatted calf." I looked. Chido shall popla after what he did, party, and you're welcoming home like nothing has happened.
All right, stop. Dolly and Albert, the woman is saying here, the other son already was in love of the father. But now a celebration has taken place because the brother who was lost is now found. Now, Dolly, I want to ask you a question. What, in all love, but we got to correct, if that son, the one that stayed behind, if he was so in love with his father, why would he say the words that Angela just said? We are to find joy in our brethren when they are lost and then they are found. Even though que sasles cochacho prol or not, this is a spiritual side of the scripture, Dolly. It's not talking about the physical side, the way brothers argue and the fathers and the son, and then they get back together. This is talking about the spiritual side, Dolly. And it, the woman just read it. Now, Dolly, I want you to hear it over again. Go ahead, Angela, in Jesus' name. Read it over again for her, because
the older brother, even though he was home, let's say I'm an older, the older brother, he goes to church, he's serving the Lord, okay, and he's saying, well, look, so c'era metoci. Now, really and truly, you could see he's kind of baricanelpe.
Yes.
Okay, he's kind of got some, because first of all...
But God forgives him, too. God forgives him, too, Angela. But go ahead.
And then, so really and truly, it's saying, like, here comes my younger brother, which left spiritually. He left the father. He left God. He went out in the world. He whined. He dined. He backslided. Now he came to his senses, and now he's going back to God. He's going back to the father because... and he came to his senses, and he knows now that he needs to be in his father's house. He tried the rumia. He seen that it was no good. So now he needs to go back where it's a safe zone.
Amen. But read the scripture that you just read for Dolly about the good brother, supposedly. By way panel, he was already in love with the father. If we truly love God, the words that he just said would have never been spoken to his father.
The older brother was angry.
There you go.
He was angry. Now here he is, he's angry at his father.
Right.
For giving a party to his brother.
Right.
So he wasn't just angry at the father, he was not only angry with the brother, but he was angry with the father. Because he said, I've been with you, and you never even gave me so much as a coat that I'll eat on the party. And I was here. Then the father tells him, but my son, let's see. Oh, but when your son, now he's calling him your son instead of my brother, but when your son arrived, who has devoured your estate, with moral women, you killed the fatted calf, and the father said to him, son,
your brother was dead.
And all that I have is yours. Now, Bill Penelisha, you was always with me. All I have is Sachito Kamal. Everything still belongs to you, too.
Amen.
So now, let's say there's a million people, and a million people want, let's say, Mercedes-Benz. A million of God's children wants Mercedes-Benz. Well, God could supply a million of it. It ain't make no difference to God. He could supply a million. He could supply 2 million. He never runs out. God never runs out of supply to supply his children. So when God told the older son, whatever I have belongs to you, but whatever I have belongs to that one. Whatever I have belongs to that one. Because God is always full of supplies. He never runs out.
This is what Dolly needs to understand, or Albert. I don't know which one's on the Instagram. When we hear that other people has more, chipenopitute, but God's son, not so worried on the pesco prowl. Wasas worried because he had a good time and he didn't have a good time. Wopanjad Godoar Shao Chiro Jelo, and he squandered the money for Julia. Bechabe Chordele, he done all of those things. And here you are making him a cat and Gailo Wo. Well, he is a Wo Avilo, he's alive. Let's go Dagandi Sada Gaikameril. That means he was going to hell. Spiritually, the brother should have thinking that his brother's going to go to hell, because this was more a spiritual message than anything.
Right.
His brother, the Bidikao of Odell, Gavilo Leskosho, because eternity is a long time in hell. There's no coming back. So while he rejoiced, Odell, Gavilo, and so should have that other son, that his brother came back. At least he's alive. Forget about Kehala Eloi, whatever. We could save him. He'll be with us. His name is going to be written in the book of life with us. And we'll be in eternity in white robes with rings on our finger, with crowns on our head, and we'll be talking with Jesus anytime we feel like it. We'll be in the glory of God. And there's diamonds on the walls wherever you go. So, Dolly, do you understand? I'm speaking bluntly so that you understand. The other son already was in the love of the Father. No, he was not. Because if he truly loved his father, let's say to the regular father and son, that was his brother too. Let's go to the spiritual side. Because that's what we're trying to do here, Dolly. We're trying to, Angela's trying to bring out the spiritual message here. When we see our brethren that they gambled everything they had, and then you hear that their wives or their fathers, John Haidenlin, being the me to start all over again. Or, you know, you got to understand a regular father will do anything to save his child's life. A mother, so will God as well, even more, Chedilodil. A regular father, Shailel Holi, but Odell, never chi make opus amen dalit. Amen make us amen katodel. So I hope you understand now the message of the Bible study is that the other son should have rejoiced too. The message tonight is about rejoicing. Go ahead, Angela. I'm sorry.
Explain it well, Deborah, so the woman could understand. The older son did not go into the party. He did not go into the hall. There was a party going on. There was music going on. Why would he not go into party for? If he loved it, the Lord, and he loved it, his father, he would have loved it, his brother. And he didn't call them, my brother. He said, your son. So many times, you know, they say, Chiro Shao Che Dakoda, Shuda Pelesta. So here, the father comes out to the son, the older son, and says, everything I have belongs to you. Then he said, it is right, it is fitting, Hotel Peno, for us to make merry and have a feast and rejoice. There's your word rejoice, to be happy, to be joyful, to jump for joy. For this brother, now Hotel Peno is she, this brother of yours, depend on my son, brother of yours, was dead. And now he's alive again. He was lost, and now he's found. So, in the eyes of God, amen, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Nieces, nephews, grandparents. No. God has all brothers and sisters. There is no separation. If he's going to love one brother, he's going to love the other brother. And if God wants to splurge on one a little bit more, he'll splurge on one, but he'll still give to the other one. God is not a respecter of person, but God will give according to that person's need, according to their need. He's not going to give them a Mercedes because he wants one and you want one and say this one is not like. This is a spiritual thing.
Yes, ma'am.
If we as Christians, when our brother and sister backslided, and we know truly they repent, we are to accept them back into our heart. We are to accept them back, not because we want to, because the flesh says, "Yoy, anyone dicks or chad that let public go tell." No, 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 no. We're supposed to. If we can't say nothing right, keep our mouth shut. It's better not to say nothing. And
right.
It's better not to say nothing.
Amen.
Judgment on ourselves, because that God's son, as well as my children are, we are, that one is, that one is.
Amen.
So that's why God doesn't like us to complain on our own brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Our own brothers and sisters. As parents, I know as a mother, I always try to keep peace amongst my children. I always try to watch each other to keep the peace. If one says something, you know, don't pay attention. You'll call now that I'll leave it alone. We always try to keep peace in a situation. Well, God is the same way. He wants us to be at peace with our brothers and sisters. And it's all about the soul. God suffered and died for you, for me, for everybody. He carried that cross on his shoulders. The Bible says that he carried the sheep on his shoulder. The shoulders means responsibility. God is carrying us. We're responsible. He's responsible for us. It will create the salvation. And we're responsible to do his work. It goes both ways. But God is responsible to watch over us also when we are his children. Now, I meant some responsible for our children. No matter how old they are in the Romania, we're responsible. The dad, a dad 90 year old, so chedam washa, boy, okay, so the word shoulders means somebody that's responsible.
Wow.
And she carries on the, matter of fact, if you go to Isaiah 6:9 there, bro, it says that Jesus carries the government on his shoulders. Everything.
Wow.
Is on his shoulders.
I didn't know that about the shoulders. Wow.
Yeah, shoulders is the responsibility and the power. When God carried the cross, he carried it on his shoulder because he became now responsible for the salvation of our soul, because he came on the earth now to what? To destroy the works of the devil. So he came with the responsibility. He carried the cross on the shoulder. God knows how much weight that was.
Wow.
He carried it on his shoulder.
Wow, Angela. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So, carries us. Now, there's just one scripture I got left that I want to read, and then I'd like to read about something else. This is it. I don't know how much time we got. 1 John 5:18. This is very powerful. And we know absolutely that if anyone is born of God, does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who is begotten, that's Jesus, the one who is begotten of God, that's Jesus, he's the only begotten Son, carefully watches over and protects him. God watches over and protects us. Christ's divine presence with him preserves him against the evil. Obel watchilam him against the evil and the wicked, that the wicked one does not get a grip on him or touch him. So, Odell, when we're born again, when we have our relationship with God, we're seeking God, we're standing in his word, we're doing the best we could. General Odell, that, you know, as long as we're trying, that's what God looks at. So, General Odell, God watches over us from the wicked one, not to get a grip on us, not to even...